There were 110 award winners for 2012, two Hall of Famers, two national winners, and 106 state winners. The Hall of Famers are giants of the industry in their own way. The Hall of Fame sportscaster is Dick Vitale. The man known as Dickie V, Vitale was one of the original college basketball analysts on ESPN. Now, after more than 30 years at ESPN, his name is synonymous with the sport, so much so that he was elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2008. Vitale will turn 74 years old during the NSSA Awards weekend in June. Despite his age and his busy TV schedule, Vitale also writes a couple of columns, has his own website, and is a tireless fundraiser for several charities. His annual Dick Vitale Gala, held at his house in Florida, has raised more than $10 million for the Jimmy V Foundation to fight cancer. Now, there are critics who think Vitale talks too much, that he shills for coaches, and that he favors certain college programs. But if you get to know Vitale off camera, you'll find him a little softer, genuine, and caring. And if you ever give him your address, it is likely that something autographed will show up in your mailbox a week or two later. Dickie V in the NSSA Hall of Fame. To paraphrase him, it's awesome, baby, with a capital A. The Hall of Fame sports writer is Mitch Albom, a sports columnist for the Detroit Free Press. Albom went mainstream with his best-selling books, Tuesdays with Maury, Five People You Meet in Heaven, and For One More Day. He also hosts a weekday talk show on Detroit radio. But like Vitale, Albom has done much more. He has written plays and screenplays, and he's a musician to boot. And like Vitale, Albom is very much involved in charity work. He has founded seven charities, most in the Detroit area. And when I called him to inform him of his Hall of Fame election, he had just returned from the orphanage he runs in Haiti. Albom does have his detractors. Almost 8 years ago, he wrote a column that placed two Michigan State players at an NCAA tournament game in school colors. It turns out that they had told him they were going to the game, but ended up not going. Albom had interviewed the players beforehand, wrote the column before the game, and filed it before the game. It was not his finest hour, but he seems to have bounced back nicely. NSSA's National Sportscaster of the Year is Dan Patrick, host of his own radio show that is simulcast on the NBC Sports Network, and host of several primetime events on NBC, including Football Night in America, among others. Patrick got his network start at CNN Sports before making his fame and fortune at ESPN. Teamed with Keith Olbermann, he helped make the network's signature SportsCenter show a must-watch for sports fans everywhere. Patrick would later branch into radio at ESPN before taking a huge risk and leaving the so-called worldwide leader in sports. Though he doesn't have the weight or money of ESPN behind him, his association with NBC and DirecTV have allowed him to have one of the most popular sports talk shows in the country. Patrick last won the award in 1999. He told me he's not one of those people who is happy just to be nominated. He wanted to win. He and his show sidekicks, the Danettes, are all planning a trip to Salisbury in June. So is Peter King, who for the second time in 3 years is the National Sports Writer of the Year. King is widely considered one of the top NFL writers working today. His Monday morning quarterback column for SI.com is a must-read for pro football fans every week. King told me he begins his column after he finishes his Football Night in America duties at NBC on Sunday nights. He says he doesn't finish his 8,000-plus-word weekly opus until 7:30 on Monday morning. Among the 106 NSSA State Award winners, from North Carolina, the sports writer is Lennox Rawlings. Retired last month after more than 30 years at the Winston-Salem Journal, Rawlings is among the most respected sports columnists by his peers. His former colleague, Dan Collins, once told me, "The thing that makes Lennox so good is that he cares less about who wins than any sports writer I know." North Carolina's Sportscaster of the Year is Appalachian State's play-by-play announcer David Jackson. An ASU alum, Jackson has become synonymous with the success the Mountaineers have enjoyed in football, winning consecutive championships in the last decade. So congratulations to the 110 NSSA Award winners. Can't wait to see them all during the 54th NSSA Awards Weekend, June 8th, 9th, and 10th in Salisbury. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.